Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
It's been a rough morning. I'm just sitting in my car outside the office. Wanted to record this before I walk in. And I'm definitely coming down with something. I definitely feel like I'm sick. And you know what? It was bound to happen eventually because my entire house is sick. My kids are sick. My wife is sick. They've been sick for a few days now, the whole week, I think. And I've been fighting it. I've been taking all my precautions. I've been sleeping a lot. But I think it's finally taking hold of me. And to make matters more complicated, my wife is very, very, very pregnant. She's 9 months pregnant. She's almost full term now. So we're really getting there. And, you know, that's got me thinking a lot about balancing family and business. And I've been seeing a lot of you posting on LinkedIn about some of the challenges that you've been having in balancing the two, you know, whether you're a mother or a father, you know, anytime you have kids. And I guess I can say this as somebody who has kids and who once didn't have kids. It certainly makes things more complicated. And don't believe anyone who tells you otherwise. It makes things more complicated because, you know, you have all these responsibilities now. You have these commitments. You have these things that you have to attend to. You know, there was a time where I could work until, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock if I had to, or 11 o'clock if I had to. I've worked till the wee hours of the night when I had a pending deadline. And, you know, if I need to do that now, I'll still do that. But, I mean, that's few and far between. Back then, you know, when I was single, nobody cared. When I was married, you know, my wife would be understanding to a certain extent. But now it's like, you know, there's a family, there's kids, there's people that you got to take care of. You got to pay attention to, you got to love, you got to spend time with. And, there's only so much you're willing to do that'll get in the way of that. And so that's what I'm thinking a lot about these days, is not only in the immediate because everybody's sick. So I'm finding myself, like, you know, definitely in the evenings, you know, trying to be a little bit more helpful around the house, and in the mornings, letting my wife sleep in a little bit and, you know, making the kids breakfast and, you know, delaying my day by an hour or two here and there. But then also now when we have our third kid, thinking about, well, how does that change things? That's going to make things a little bit more complicated, you know, in a good way for sure. But for business, it makes things more complicated. I'm going to be busier at home, especially in the early days when the baby's young. And, you know, I don't frankly have a plan to balance all of it. And it's stressing me out. it's really, and I don't know that I can have a plan. You know, I've got friends who work in government and, you know, they take, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months of fully paid paternity leave. And my wife jokes with me. She's like, oh, imagine if you had to sit at home for 6 months doing nothing. Well, you know, that would drive you crazy. And she's right. It probably would. But, you know, I'm the opposite extreme, right? I've got clients to serve. I've got a business to run. And typically when we have kids, and actually I've only been self-employed or a business owner for one of our kids. We have two. So for the second one, I was self-employed. For the first one, I wasn't. But for the second one, yeah, I think I took a day or two and I was back to the grind right after that. Maybe it took me a little bit of time to really get back into things, but there was a very minimal disruption of work because it just wasn't an option. And so, I mean, I think it's gonna be the same thing this time. And, you know, that makes me nervous. That makes me nervous because I know things are going to get thrown at me at home. I'm going to need to step up my game and take care of the kids when my wife is with the baby. And I know business is not going to stop. And I know business can't stop because I'm the boss, right? I'm in charge. I run the show. So I can't just stop. I can take a couple of days to breathe and then I got to get right back to it. So, I mean, I don't really have any advice for people who are in the situation. And if you have advice for me, I'm all ears. This is more just being honest, if you are in this situation like I am, I guess we can all take solace in the fact that, hey, this is part of the package. You know, we chose to be business owners. We chose to run our own firms and run our own practice and to do our own thing and to be our own boss. And we chose to, if you have a family, we chose to have families. And this comes with the territory. And I'd like to think we are We are a rare breed. We're a rare breed of folks who can actually pull this off and hopefully live to talk about it. So, you know, if you're fighting the same battles I'm fighting, more power to you. Hope you'll send some good energy and some good vibes my way. I'll keep you posted here on the podcast as things progress and as the baby's born and as life gets more and more interesting. Well, we wouldn't have it any other way, would we? Ciao. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.